When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day.
Welcome back to Close Enough. I'm Abby. I'm Gary. We're doing it in the morning. It's like we're the morning news. Give me your best morning news anchor. You were in speech and all that. Come on. I know you can do a little broadcasting.
Not like on welcome back. That I can't. Nope. Meh. Don't even want to try.
Today in the news.
That's not. No.
Chinese spy ship shot down by three rednecks in South Carolina.
There's a balloon.
Again, this is. If you totally missed out, I guess it started Friday, maybe, that there was news of a Chinese spy hot air balloon. Now, first of all.
Not like a hot air balloon, was it?
Yeah, it was a hot air balloon.
Like with a basket in Montana.
That's how hot air balloons work, Abby.
Okay.
They fire it up. And like, do you think somebody had to fly it?
Questioning that it was a hot air balloon. The word balloon resonates with me, but hot air.
I feel like it's a hot air balloon.
Okay.
Google it.
I will Google it while you tell the story. You go for it.
So it like pops up over Montana, and then all the rage builds up that we're being spied on, and then they finally shoot it down when it gets to the East Coast in South Carolina.
I love that it was in Myrtle Beach. Like, next best place to shoot that sucker down would have been Gatlinburg.
I saw somebody say they wanted to shoot it down, hoping it was filled with crab rangoon.
That's horrible.
And this is a case where, serious or not, this took over meme culture.
It was not a hot air balloon.
What was it?
It was like a weather balloon.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
I would like
remember
to think.
Remember when that kid flew away in a balloon? Not really, but like allegedly.
Yes. Up. That was a good movie.
No.
So you're saying it was a documentary?
They're not even funny. Remember that family pretended their kid flew for no reason?
I do not remember that.
It happened. It was real.
I don't doubt you, but.
Well, you doubted my understanding what kind of balloon this was.
Well, I'm sticking with hot air balloon.
Okay. I am glad that just factual news and factual information.
There's nothing. I don't know that we have any facts about this because of the abundance of just the great minds in the meme culture. I mean,
we're not going to get anything accomplished.
No, there's going to be no.
Because we're like, but, like, how did people.
Armageddon on the horizon.
There's a meme.
Satan's actually a homosexual. What? He's coming to turn all your kids gay. No, he's killing us all.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, whereas, like, we cope, obviously, for right or for wrong, through memes.
No, that's where I get my news.
Anyway, my point being, pre-meme culture, what were people doing?
Movie quotes.
What were people doing to process really deep tragedies? This wasn't a tragedy by any means, but process like scary news. It's definitely a coping mechanism. They didn't have that.
I saw movie quotes was the memes before memes.
How so? I need more details on that.
Like when you wanted to be funny about something to take the edge off, you'd quote a funny movie.
I guess so.
That's just one man's opinion here. But it was, I think it's died down, but now I saw a Kardashian balloon.
Yes, the TikTok balloon.
The Germany balloon, which was like a beer stein.
My favorite has been the fact that they're going to be really shocked at how many dollar stores we've got everywhere. It was in 2009, the Balloon Boy hoax. The homemade helium-filled gas balloon. It looked like a flying saucer, and the family like allegedly reported that their young child, their young boy, was, that was in Colorado, was in the balloon, but the whole time he was in the house.
So, like, turns out this was actually a publicity stunt for Up.
Is Up coming back?
No, Up was released in 2009.
Ah. That's not true.
That's... Get your news here. Close Enough News Network.
It was
close enough.
It was a publicity stunt, but I don't think they were connected to Pixar.
Well, it's not really officially, but if you
and go through some layers. The boy didn't fly away. The house flew away. Totally different premise.
The boy flew away with the house.
Accidentally, he was looking for a snipe.
So that's an underrated Pixar movie.
Not under. It's
higher. I think it's properly rated. Mm-hmm. I don't think it gets enough credit.
I used to use it regularly.
You know what I think is overrated in the Pixar community?
What?
Ratatouille.
Is that Pixar?
Mm-hmm. Ratatouille is trash. I think it's Pixar.
I can't say that I've watched all of Ratatouille, so I don't even know the basic premise. There's a rat and a chef, and maybe the mouse tells the chef what to do. I am making that up.
Yep, it's Pixar. Yeah, Ratatouille.
Did not know you had such strong feelings about this.
I have feelings, okay? I have feelings about everything.
Questionable.
If I know of a topic or not, I'm going to give you a feeling about it.
I don't know how I feel about Ratatouille. I have nothing.
Maybe we should now watch Ratatouille and you can...
come to.
I'm going to say you're going to agree with me.
Is Pixar responsible for Good Dinosaur? The dinosaur movie.
Let's see. Good Dinosaur.
That was such a good movie. I was not ready for that one.
It's a little sad.
I asked Harlan last night if we could watch Toy Story. I kind of missed it.
Good Dinosaur is Pixar.
We've not watched Toy Story in a while. We've not watched hardly any movies with him. We've not even gone back to Shrek or anything. It's been babies and dogs and
yeah,
Word World.
Let's see. List of Pixar films. Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., solid. Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille, Wall-E.
Hang on. I don't like Cars.
I never really. It didn't do nothing for me either. Yeah. Wall-E, which is pretty good.
Oh, I saw a TikTok this morning. The batteries that are in the back of Buzz's when they go to like change Buzz's thing. The batteries are B and O or B and N, whatever the store is, that the big giant, kind of like a Walmart, nod to a Walmart type box store.
Right.
Is the same store in Wall-E that kind of the big box
store. Yeah, there's always like underlying themes, I think.
I love that.
Up, Toy Story 3,
Cars 2. Is this a ranking?
This is in order.
Order of appearance.
Brave, Monsters University. Inside Out.
I've never seen Brave. I loved Inside Out.
Inside Out was pretty good. The Good Dinosaur. Finding Dory.
Loved it.
Cars 3.
Don't care.
Coco. That's a little sad.
Yeah, I've not watched all of it.
Incredibles 2. Toy Story 4. Not their best work. Onward. Again, I think I watched half of it.
What's that one about?
The guys bring their dad back to life, I think. Is that the one?
Huh?
Hold on. Maybe I'm thinking something else. Yeah, that's it. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt.
Don't know that one.
Trying to bring their dad back to life. Soul, which is all right.
I watched that on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Luca.
Didn't watch it all. That's the swimming thing.
Turning Red.
Didn't watch all of it.
And their last outing is Lightyear.
And that got like really crazy mixed reviews, right?
Yeah, but I mean, Harlan loved it, so.
Yeah.
Their next movie coming out is Elemental. in a city where fire, water, land, air, and air residents live together, a fiery young woman and go-with-the-flow guy are about to discover something elemental, how much they actually have in common.
And with their powers combined, they are
Captain Planet.
Do you think I'm a fiery girl and you're a go-with-the-flow guy?
You are something. She's about to do a spit take. Oh.
Damn it.
You're the best, though.
I don't know what that means.
Our week has been, and as I hope your week has been, full of surprises. Charlie comes home from mock trial. She's sick. Is she faking? Who's to say?
I don't think she's faking, but I do think it is clear that when she is run down, her yes. immune system is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that's on vegetables.
No. That's on the lack of vegetables.
Lack of vegetables.
We had a meeting with Harlan's ABA. We had our caregiver meeting and learned, first of all, we learned that he was asked if he liked Taco Bell. And he said yes. And they said, oh, what do you get from Taco Bell? And his reply was diarrhea.
He's not wrong.
He doesn't.
He's
never had Taco Bell in his life.
Ever had Taco Bell in his life. Whatever YouTube video he has watched.
And then we learn that in just a short month, he is no longer medically, ABA is no longer a medical necessity for him. So kicking him out to the real world.
He is getting discharged.
Graduated.
Kicked out.
Cured his autism. I would like to think my parenting has done that, but...
That would be a stretch.
The issue with Harlan, and for everybody that's met him, knows he's his own person. He may or may not listen to you. He may try to tell you a story. He may ask you why you're bald. Who's to say? But one thing is he's smart,
mm-hmm.
and he's too smart for his own good. Abigail put a parental lock on the iPad. He was only allowed a certain amount of time for YouTube, and then it shuts off, and it could be overridden with the passcode.
The reason we even did that, YouTube was taken off completely.
I took it off completely, yeah.
Yes, but he does like to use YouTube. Like, YouTube is the only way to get him to go poop. It's just what it is, and he wants our phones for that, which is fine until he starts...
Texting people.
Sending people text messages and Snapchatting. And I just, who knows what people are getting. And
I mean, you know, you can see it after the fact. But
we opened that up for 10 minutes as a, like, this, you should be on the toilet for 10 minutes and then, you know, you're done. But once you get him on there, you're fine. He can, like, navigate to a different app.
Yeah.
But he uses that 10-minute YouTube for his eyeballs open. He's like, I'm going to YouTube now.
Yeah.
On my iPad. He and Char had the same parental.
Charlie's had hers longer. It's the same code.
Same code.
Spoiler alert, it's very generic.
Very generic. It was my name. But she never figured that out. I got to tell her last night what it was because I changed hers last night.
Okay.
I just have not changed Harlan's yet. But yeah,
he's sitting in bed and his time's up and I watched him. I don't know if he maybe just saw a pattern. I know he didn't know what it was.
No, he didn't know like the letters.
He didn't know, but he knew the pattern and he unlocks it.
Like looking right at Gary and I.
Yeah. And Abby said, did you unlock your iPad? He said, I did.
I did. I did. I was like, okay. But, I mean, I think the likelihood of him, like, guessing that is impossible. I think
right.
it was.
I think he's seen the pattern.
He's seen the pattern, and he knew he's either watched you or me, and we didn't realize he was watching us, and he figured it out.
Yeah.
So.
Bravo to him.
But the fact that he, like, remembers that so well, and he can remember things, It's just regulating when that information comes back out and how it comes back out is so complicated with him.
For me, I'll log on to my email at work and it'll be like, incorrect password, change password. All right, cool. You cannot use the same password. I'm like, what? I just did that password.
I know. And now that we've gone to passphrases at work, you have to have a passphrase, not a password.
I've tried to put everything as facial recognition on my phone because I can't remember the password.
Well, we're screwed. I don't know. Like, he is crazy smart, but only on things that he gives a shit about. Like, he won't remember other things. He remembers that because it unlocked
YouTube for
him. The YouTube, which he loves. And now he's creating these videos that are insane and wild and complicated, and he edits them.
Does voiceovers. It's very impressive to me as somebody who, by the way, we have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Close Enough Podcast on YouTube. Go subscribe right now. Like, your life depends on it.
Gary wants to start filming these
things. Once we develop a better space here, we're going to turn this into a little video action.
You keep saying develop a better space. I just want you to call it what it is. We're going to clean the basement. That's all I wanted to know.
But I'm struggling on just uploading a damn video. And he's uploaded like 7 on my personal YouTube. And
it's just so intuitive with him.
I don't know.
Which I'm sure he will do fine. He's decently compliant. But when does the rubber meet the road with Harlan in school? When he's not interested.
When he realizes, this is pretty stupid.
Yeah. Because I think, like with ABA, like they've met all of his goals. And technically, they could
have discharged him last week.
Yeah. But
shout out to our friends.
Yes.
Who are looking out for our boy.
Yeah. They and his mother. they will release him in March just due to like insurance.
Yeah. His insurance will pay for it.
But like that is now an entire new set of anxiety with what's going to happen when. What does this look like if he goes to like a daycare, which is largely like unstructured time for a lot of kids.
He's pretty good with that.
That's good. With Harlan, it kind of it makes his autism more noticeable.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. When he has more unstructured time, he will start scripting more. His play can be a little bit...
he's a man like his father.
Weirder.
About routine.
Yeah.
And when it gets off, he gets off. And, you know, I don't get thrown off as much. I do get thrown off. But, like, when he started going back to preschool, he starts scripting. You know, when we say scripting, it means he is just reading a script that he's learned from a YouTube video, from something. And he wants you to engage. Like, we had been 6 months or longer away from watching, like, bloopers. He loves bloopers, like outtakes.
Of logos, though.
Like, yeah, like PBS Kids and, you know.
Very specific.
Omblar Show. And he's like, he'll make you start singing Happy Birthday. Then he'll start screaming cut. And he'll want you to change it. And
then he'll say cut again. And this is, like, cycle that we obviously know how to engage with, but not everybody does, and not everybody wants to.
Yeah, nobody wants to sing Happy Birthday 9 times in a row.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and how other kids will react and what that will look like for him. And
all kids,
because he's generally social, and I think that's what throws a lot of people off, because the stereotype of autism is it's an antisocial.
No, he thrives in social settings.
Whereas he will say, hello, how are you?
Where'd your hair go?
If you have any insecurities, he's going to call you out immediately.
I watched something. It was a woman who said her son asked the cashier at the dollar store if the tooth fairy was coming because they were missing his front teeth.
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe
that is just kids, man. Yeah. Charlie did something to that extent, maybe commented on somebody's weight or something, like, really loudly, and she was little. I vaguely remember what she did, but Harlan is a damn crapshoot to take him out in public. I tell you what I did. So here's your close enough parenting tip. Do not go to the pet store.
Unless you're going to buy a pet.
Unless you're going to buy a pet. I gave Harlan this. Harlan has been begging to go to PetSmart.
Which we have a brand new Petco that opened legitimately right next door to his ABA clinic.
Yes. And I don't know where he has heard PetSmart other than YouTube. Because
like commercials on YouTube.
We don't have a PetSmart. And he woke up Wednesday and said, guess what today is? And I thought we were going to talk about like snow day. And he said, it's PetSmart day. And he has been adamant this week that he needs a dog. Not I want a dog. I need a dog. Let's go get a dog. And he did a Saturday session of ABA, which was off schedule. It's always hard to get Harlan in the door to ABA, but he's had a great day while he was there. So part of my enticing him to go was saying, after ABA, I will take you to Petco. And we got in the car and went to Petco. And the whole way there, I'm giving him the speech. First off, I was told there were no dogs there. Like, they don't keep dogs there.
Yeah.
They do keep...
Spoiler alert.
On Saturdays. So I was going through the list of animals that we would see and prepared him that we may not see dogs there. But people bring their dogs in. And that we are going to walk in. We are going to walk in so happy and excited. And we are going to look at the pets and say hi. And we listed all the pets we would say hi to. And we could introduce ourselves and make friends with the pets, but we were going to walk out of Petco without a pet, that we were coming home, or we could go to Circle K after, but we would not have a pet with us, in particular a dog. Well, probably should have given my own self that speech, because there were dogs there. The animal shelter comes in on Saturdays and brings cats and dogs. And Harlan, like, immediately, which I'm training him to ask if he can pet first, not to make him scared, but right. I just don't want him to waller up to the wrong dog. And he's pretty good because he walks up with his hands up in the air, and then I will say, Harlan, ask if you may pet the dog. And of course, the two dogs they had there were just the sweetest, most precious dogs.
Oh, Shirley.
Shirley and Winston, and Harlan, like, gets on the ground with them, like, laying on his belly and just on top of them. And then some other people had their dogs, like, they were buying things and getting them a dog chain thing or a dog tag, which I thought for 32 seconds, Harlan almost bought a dog tag. Like, he was pushing all the buttons. He brought up a Disney dog tag. Anyway, that dog, we had pet that dog. And just watching him interact with the dogs. And the guy at the animal shelter was kind of giving me a general rundown of dogs that he typically sees. Shelter dogs and you know, mutts that do really well with kids and what breeds don't do as well. And he really cautioned against... which is contrary to my experience, because we had a great Pyrenees with Charlie,
mm-hmm.
and he was wonderful.
He was an outlier to the Great Pyrenees world, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he was a kept man.
Yes, he generally, like, that Pyrenees has that I don't give a shit attitude, because they're not there for you. They're there for whatever animal it is they're there to protect.
Yeah, that they attach to.
And we got him a cat early on to do that. And
turns out he attached to Charlie.
He attached to Charlie. And so, but he was never aggressive, ever, ever, ever aggressive. Whatsoever.
The only time I ever saw him really fired up is when there was a little dog in our neighborhood that was in heat. And it drove, like, he would sit at the window and cry.
He tore my curtains off the wall. Because he was jumping and leaping, like, he was so... I think I wrote a blog post about this. He was so smitten by this dog.
And it was the Odd Couple.
We had taken him two or three times to other people to breed him. Because once people found out we had a Pyrenees, everybody wanted to breed with him. Like, not everybody, but all these...
That's what they say that about me, too.
Yes, that's it. Stud. I can run him out. And he had nothing, no interest whatsoever.
I'll never forget. We took, now, this is a groomed Great Pyrenees, white as a snowflake.
He's beautiful.
Like,
groomed would, monthly.
Would not, like, when if you had to take him outside to use the bathroom, he was scared of the snow. Like, it, like he did not like that. So we took him to a barn, and this feral bitch Pyrenees was like, "What's up?" And they locked him in a room. And
she was smoking a cigarette. And
I just see him shaking like, "Oh, God. This is not how I saw myself losing my virginity."
I cried all the way home.
Because you leave him for like a week at a time.
I would call and check on him, and they thought I was a freaking lunatic. They're like, "He's still here." I had this image of him like escaping. I thought the barn was going to catch fire.
Abby's not about that farm life.
Gary, this is when Gary worked nights. And so I would watch Elf to like make myself go to sleep, because I was such a mess because my dog.
That was our baby at the time.
That was my baby. Wasn't home. And it was just too much for me. So
kids change you. Kids, dog. I mean, anything that you become responsible for changes you. And there's a great example of that in the news this week.
What?
If you remember back in the day, there's this Korean, Japanese, I don't know, Asian lady named Marie Kondo. Oh. And she was all about getting your shit together. You can only keep four things. Touch it if it means something.
It wasn't too long ago. I read it right off being pregnant with Harlan. The art of shit. I'll have to find the title of it. But I've read the book. I'd seen it. It was highly recommended. And it was part procedural of like how to actually clean up your house.
Yeah.
Right. And a Netflix show comes out after this, but
yeah, where she would go into people's houses and do it. Turns out she had three kids and she's like, "Yeah, that's bullshit."
The premise was like, you'll hear this phrase, like, what sparks joy? And so you would touch it. If it doesn't spark joy, you get rid of it.
You know what sparks joy? A nap sparks joy.
But it was, and the thing is, I was always very suspicious of this, because part of this is like, you don't do one room at a time. You see your house in these layers of objects. So the first layer is clothing. And my issue with this always was having kids is this would be so easy if it were adults.
Yeah.
Because the same clothing, you're going to generally be in the same size. You know what you like. It's going to come and go. But with kids.
You know who has that down? The Amish.
Yes. I'm for it. I am for uniforms for everybody. Let's go. Let's go. Give me just a little uniform. And that's all we need. Like, I just went through this. It has taken me forever to go through Harlan's clothes. But that little shit's going to outgrow them. And then the season is going to change. And
and they're going to grow.
Then they
develop their own taste. And you're like, "Listen, I don't know who raised you."
I'm all for this like minimalist adjacent life when it comes to like the clothing and stuff. And why do we have to have so many things? But then where the hell you're going to put the coats? The damn coats are everywhere. It's so much. And then they do need like.
Nudist. They have it down pat too.
Just go with it. So I really enjoyed this book and have often like considered how would I do it. And I've done some things with it. It really within me kind of made me realize how much that with that documentary we watched about being a minimalist.
Yeah.
Like the amount of shit you don't need. And I know Gary will like shit on me for this, but I have drastically
she
changed.
Has. I will support you in that.
I will throw shit out in a second.
I mean, to be fair, in our marriage, we've never shared a closet.
No.
Because it's all like.
And I want to get rid of all kinds of things. I do. But that takes time. That's like a whole day of, and then you got to.
Like for me, I was going there, nope. But now that I've lost weight and things fit, I realize I have so many clothes. I'm like, holy shit.
You do. You are probably like the most loaded down on clothes right now.
Yeah.
That you've ever been.
That 82% they don't fit me really.
Well, yeah, they're big or your shirts are monsters on you. You look like you're rocking a Billie Eilish look with your big tees.
Listen, it's a...
My issue is getting rid of it in a way that I feel like does justice to it. Because I know that if I took the time, I could probably make a little bit of money off of some of the clothes that we have. But I don't want
it's
to take that time.
Like, for instance, but then in a similar world.
Bad just throwing shit to Goodwill where I know it's going to wind up in a damn landfill.
Like, I get these bursts. I think you do too. Which you act a little more on yours than I do. Of
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Motivation of like, hey, this is a goal. This is what I want to do. So last week we recorded two podcasts and I'm watching like how to really make your pod. This is like podcast talk. So if it's not, just fast forward this, but it's like, hey, if you want to make it pop and get more listeners and do this, which we've never been like, we like to reach as many people that we think would value this. But like we said, like
we have not devoted serious time to it.
Yeah. Like it's like, Abby will post other people's podcasts before she posts ours.
I almost made a meme about that I literally spend more time posting.
But
I'll make that and put that on our page.
Of all people, Mr. Beast, who I hate, who made like...
Why do you hate him?
Because he gets at my emotions, all right? Like, he just cured 1,000 people's blindness.
Huh?
Yeah, he had this surgeon. 1,000 people who had this type of disease where they had like a milky... whatever it was, he cured their blindness. And so, like, he gave one kid $50,000 for college. He gave another kid a Tesla, a bunch of $10,000 gifts.
There are people out there doing that shit, and then there's
and then
people,
he gets shit on for it,
hoarding their money. Like,
but he said, when you realize that doing a bunch of podcasts is the easiest way to like 10x your followers and stuff, because he says, we do an hour podcast basically. Mm-hmm. Chop that up into 5 segments, post one a day on all the different social medias, you know, do the video, post it on YouTube, do the audio, post it where everybody listens to audio. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. I was like, wait, that's fucking a lot of work.
Damn it. This whole time and so, like, issue.
Yeah. And it's, and I don't know. I need to tighten up my free time.
Let me get a notebook out.
I don't need your help at all. Really? I don't. No.
Really, you don't need my help at all. Totally got this on your own.
Yep. I don't.
So what happened yesterday is, I don't even know where we were going with any of this, but this is how my brain works. Is Gary and I had a conversation about like things that we just wanted. It started kind of like casually with.
There's a TV on sale.
Yes.
I was like, let's go get this TV.
And that is kind of how, like, do we have the money? All right, let's go get it. That is not the wisest way to, you know, use your money, especially when I know that we have...
My ADHD presents itself in impulsive actions.
Never know what you're going to get with me. I get a lot of... It goes a lot of different directions. So we recently paid off a car. So in my head, we've got that extra car payment money. We should be saving that. We should act like it doesn't exist, right? Dave Ramsey, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, hey, let's think about that. Conversation ends there. So the next morning I get up to sit down. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm doing laundry. That's what I'm going to do. And while doing laundry, it gives my brain enough free time to also go, what are those things that you wanted to do? You need to do this, and you wanted to save money for that, and say, and we had talked about a couch, and we had talked, okay, so what I need to do is write this down. I don't have a notebook right now. I need to go get a notebook. All right. Oh, wait. You can't do any, you can't start saving all this money because your car, the air's been leaking out the back of your car, out of the back tire of your vehicle. And I hate paying for air. I think it's the dumbest thing on the face. Can somebody just put up a free air compressor? We've even got an air compressor, but it doesn't work.
It just takes a while.
It takes forever. So then I'm like, oh, you need an oil change too. Because one of the things that I would love to get at some point is a new car. And this is all going through my brain. I'm like, oh, it's Saturday. Like Charlie was, Harlan was at ABA. Charlie was fixing to go somewhere. So I was like, we have free time. You can do it today. I always say like, I can't do it. And I think I've talked about on the podcast, like I hate going to Walmart and sitting. So I text Gary immediately. Hey, will you come pick me up if I go take the car to Walmart and go have the tire and stuff looked up? This process starts at 7. By 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm at Walmart getting my car taken care of and got my notebook. And my whole day had just like spun out of control. And I'm like, how did I even effing end up here?
We did sit down and work on a budget.
We did work on it. And turns out we probably don't need to buy the TV right now.
I mean, we could, but.
We could, but we also have adulting. Other things that we're supposed to be buying.
And Charlie's getting her tonsils out this week.
Damn it. Oh, I've been so stressed about that. Because like with you and your surgery, I have found that when you say my daughter's getting a tonsillectomy, everybody wants to tell you
a horror story
of this.
I almost bled out. I lost 27 pints of blood.
Be careful. That's mostly for younger kids. She's kind of old for that, right? And I'm like, I don't know.
To be fair, we've been pushing for somebody to look at her tonsils forever. And they're like, they're okay.
But finally got someone to kind of take it seriously and look at it.
I just annoyed them enough for like, okay, here's a referral. But it was very reminiscent.
On the medical system.
Very reminiscent of when Charlie had ear tubes. She was 5 months old. Mm-hmm. And we find after, you know,
a bazillion
ear infections.
And them just saying, well, she's a daycare baby. Sorry. It's going like there has to be a solution to this.
So that's, we go to the
not a solution.
ENT. And it was a 2-minute appointment. All right, what day you want these tubes in?
The specialist consults are nothing like what you have to go through to get to them.
And the same thing happened with the tonsils. He looked, said, yep, we'll probably go ahead and do the adenoids too, just because, you know, it's pretty connected.
Something, also her tonsils are like turned or something, or something to where that's probably why she keeps strep all the time.
They're pitted.
Pitted.
So like the bacteria stays in it.
Yeah. So,
and that's what causes, you know, her.
And this isn't just out of, like, we're hoping this could help with sleep and everything else, not just.
Not a cure-all, but, like,
you could probably just, like, wave a strep test by Charlie and she would pop positive every time. But
yeah, hopefully this fixes that. Yeah, so that's,
and her shitty immune system, so.
We talked about this last week, and not to keep harping on it, but, like, the conversation of health and women's health and,
oh my God,
you know, even like our insurance, which I am very grateful for our insurance just because of the situation with Harlan.
I realize it,
but it does have flaws.
I don't think it's just our insurance.
And it's probably the system just as much as it is the company that we go through.
I listened to Dr. Gottfried on Huberman's podcast, and Huberman mostly has men. And doesn't really specialize in men. He does a lot of weird, you know, a variety of things. But he finally, I think after several people have asked, featured her, who is really, she wrote the hormone, I'm going to say handbook, and I don't know if that's right.
Hormones.
But she really, I thought I was going to just dive in because it was, I sent Gary a text and said, LOL, because here it is again popping up. On, you know, something, my podcast feed is women's hormone health. And I'm like, this is like the it topic. Like even Michelle Obama was talking about menopause, which granted, Fox News says.
No, Tucker Carlson claims that's how she, this is her intro to running for president. to get all the women on board. And you know what? It's good strategy good because strategy. All the women got to go through this.
But she is uniting us through hot flashes. You go, girl. Good job, Tucker. Wish him a hot flash hormone. Anyway, so fucking stupid. Can't stand it.
It makes me laugh.
It makes you laugh. Oh, I stepped on that.
Everything's comedy to me, though.
But she really identified, like, some problems with... I listened to a podcast talk about constipation for at least 30 minutes. Like, they talked about this symptom of constipation. I was like, this is freaking fascinating.
But we listen to so widely different topics.
I know we do. And then she went into just talking about how you, all these, like the specialists, the idea of the network of who do you see, but nobody really talks to each other. And you have this one symptom, but they'll send you over here to the endocrinologist. Mm-hmm. And then you might go see someone who deals with your stomach issues. Gosh, I'm not even trying to say all these things. But anyway, it just is really messed up about how little is known with women's health and in particular us middle aging. Am I middle age?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to die at 80... two, then yeah, you're exactly middle aged.
Are you trying to say like I'm maybe
clock's ticking?
That's wild. I don't feel like I'm middle aged ever.
So
it's so stupid.
You get on your topics and they kind of consume, you know, very fluid in the different podcasts you listen to, yeah, what you consume.
100%, yeah.
What I went down a deep dive was at Disney World, Splash Mountain closed. Now, Splash Mountain was one beloved. It's a log flume ride, but it's like 10 minutes long. It's like one of the premier attractions at Disney World.
Is 10 minutes long too long?
No, I mean, like, it's like you get out, you get out of the heat. It's a,
oh, gotcha.
You get okay. wet, all that stuff. Okay. And they are retheming it to Princess and the Frog. That it's going to be Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Okay.
Right?
That makes sense.
So then I've listened to this from a bunch of different angles. And people are losing their ever-loving shit because they love Splash Mountain. There's just one problem with Splash Mountain. It's based off of the movie Song of the South, a Disney movie that will never be re-released because of its overt racism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's tar babies. Oh, God. Yeah,
I had no idea that was based off of a movie.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't even, never heard a Song in the South.
So is Disney like Universal that everything's based off of a movie or a show?
Everything in Disney's Disney.
Okay.
Like Disney property. Disney.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't even, never heard a Song in the South. Turns out, one of the, like growing up, one of the most famous Disney songs ever is from Song of the South.
What is it?
Zippity Doo Dah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've seen that, and I've seen people reference that because of its racism. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah, I didn't either. Oh. And it's like Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Fox. It's a story of like Southern plantation life.
Am I correct?
The eyes
and it's
of
like
Uncle Remus,
a animated, but also
it's one of the live. First. Yeah, it was one of the first live movies to incorporate animation into it. So people are like losing their minds, like the, you know, the woke Disney. I was like, what? Hold up,
that's not. That woke, that's pretty
like
shitty.
Most of y'all never even seen a movie.
that's what gets me. Like,
you know, and you're just stuck on this because of this nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia makes people stupid sometimes.
And the flip side is like people are like, hey, it's gonna be the same fucking ride. Like they're not changing the mechanics of the ride. They're just changing the shit you see inside of it.
Yeah.
Like it's still a log flume ride. Like,
right. And for my and Princess and the Frog, I think was a little bit is that right?
Yeah,
it was a little bit in Disney
Princess Tiana. It's about the bayou.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
that was be a bayou. I've theme. Had lots of kids. I do a villain project in my classes, and they have to write from the perspective of a villain. They've used that. It's there's a the villain is like a voodoo guy, I think. Anyway, a lot of students have used it before, but it definitely does not speak to my generation necessarily. I think it was a little post our age, unless you were like still really into Disney in like your young adult years. So I'm not super familiar with it. I know it's hella popular.
Yeah.
So I don't see the problem.
No.
It's so stupid.
You know, it's fine with me.
Yeah, but nostalgia
One is
makes,
I don't care about Disney.
Right.
But and as an adult to have such, listen, if you want to, if you meet me on the street and you want to talk about theme parks and all that stuff, I'm down. But I don't have like a guttural attachment to any of it. Like, it's fun for me to be there. It's fun to, if whether that be like Dave and I are planning a trip to Cedar Point for the Beers and Beards podcast. We're going to put a GoPro on. We're going to like, it's, and it's not.
I love learning new things about you for the first time while we were talking on a podcast. You have not.
Anyway.
Gary's famous line. I told you that. Never uttered a word.
Case in point. Friday night, laying in bed. Abby was, we were talking about money, and I showed her our bank account. This is how much money we have. Okay. The next day, do we have any money? Less than 12 hours ago, I showed you exact, we've not spent a dime. We slept.
I only saw the first number. I couldn't remember the rest of it.
I just
it's like, have you ever,
I just saw the dollar sign. I didn't
have
know
you ever, like, I know you've done this. You ever, like, open your phone to see what time it is, and then you completely forget what time it was?
No.
And, like, that was your only purpose?
No.
I do that regularly. I try to figure out what time it, I have no idea. Or I'll open my weather app to be like, is it hot or cold out? Open it, look at it, and I really didn't read it.
Yeah.
My brain just didn't process that
just information. Stopped.
I saw the first number. But then I think what I meant when I asked that was like,
is that money allocated for anything
right
else?
Is it earmarked for other
yes, this is the Thomas government.
The other items.
It's all earmarked for me and Harlan at the gas station.
Oh my God.
And go, and this is what I love.
Harlan straight up made a, I know it's probably not the right word to use anymore, a suicide slushy. Okay. Yeah, well, so
can we just call it a combination slushy?
Combination. So have we talked about the suicide, the drink?
Oh yeah. Like, I remember going to Mr. Gaddy's.
Mr. Gaddy's. So I don't know why, what kid decided that's what it was going to be called. If it was like regional, I would love to know if this was regional.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hyper local to
Mr. Gaddy's.
Just Mr. Gaddy's. But when you mix a drink
with all the flavors.
With all the flavors that kids called it, the kids I knew called it a suicide. So Harlan walked up in to Circle K. It was kind of like a give a mouse a cookie situation yesterday. I got him to ABA by going to Petco. I got him out of Petco by promising Goodwill. I got him out of Goodwill by getting him a slushie.
Yeah.
Turns out
it's very incentive based.
It's a fair. You can tell Harlan no. He did. We did have a small fit in Circle K, and he almost stole a Cadbury egg, but we took care of it.
Imagine Harlan doing a hard time
over a Cadbury egg. I just didn't want him to have a Cadbury egg. He had snacks, but he walked in and just mixed all the flavors of the slushie together. I was like, "This is disgusting. He'll never drink this."
What I love is they have embraced him there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who the girl was yesterday, but I could tell she was not having his little meltdown of the Cadbury egg. And I was like, I'm sorry. We're almost, just, we're going to put this back, Harlan. You have a slushie. Let's go. And the, there's this man. And I love just like parents who get it. Like, he's got his case of Natty Light Saturday afternoon. I'm sitting here negotiating with a 5-year-old terrorist, and he's like, nah, man, you go first. He's like, you got your hands full. Like, he literally had his hands full.
Yeah.
But he was like, nah, girl, you go first. And so I check out, turn around, and goes, good luck with that. And I was like, thanks, man. I gave him a nod in the parking lot, like, because I'm still like fighting over the fact that we didn't get a Cadbury egg, but definitely love a good parent. When a parent gets it out in public and they're not a judgy asshole.
Yeah.
It's easy to be a judgy asshole when you see Harlan and I out in public. Like, whew. He will take up space. Like, he walked through 1,000 people and just kind of shove them out of the way, trying to look at the pets.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he just asserts himself. And honestly, I don't want to squash too much of that. Like, take up space, kid. You go get him.
Last week we played 30 songs that are turning 30 years old.
I found an Amazon
playlist
that it's summer hip hop or summer rap, 90s summer rap, and it played a majority of those. I listened to it at the gym yesterday.
So you think about, we weren't even in high school yet, but there's a conversation I had this week about, from Jonah Hill, we talked about last week while we were at the Omni, we watched You People. Abby finished it up after she got home.
Cried.
And he's in an interview talking about there's not been a real good high school. When I say high school, like it's based setting, in high school is the setting, since Superbad in 2007. And that made me think.
I disagree with him.
That's not my. I'm not watching high school movies now. You know what I mean? Like that's not. So I don't. I wouldn't even know.
Are there any high school movies Superbad out there right now? Was
fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
But apparently, in their eyes, nothing's been good since Superbad. And then we got to thinking about our favorite high school movie settings.
Yeah, because as soon as I read that, I thought, first off, I don't remember Superbad being that great.
It's just funny.
I think it definitely has a dude appeal to it.
More than,
you know.
Yeah.
It definitely appeals. I mean, the opening scene alone is very much guy humor, but I remember watching it with you. I think we had the DVD. I'm pretty sure we have the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
My all-time favorite high school movie is Dazed and Confused. And the fact that that was created in the 90s, based on the 70s, is wild. I've been watching that 90s show a little bit. A little accurate. Some things are accurate. Some things... I've just really enjoyed seeing all the older characters come back on, but I loved Dazed and Confused. We would watch that.
Ooh, I've got some here that may spark your interest.
Okay, Charlie watched it, loved it.
Yeah. Dazed and Confused is on this list.
Dazed and Confused is it the best? Because it has to be the best. It's got the best.
The actors, best.
Best high school movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. A different generation from us.
I love Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I don't know that I would consider it. I guess it is high school.
16 Candles.
Not bad. It's okay.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You know, I know that I've watched it.
I
think it was one of those that like
corny version of Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. I think I probably watched it like when I was too young.
Easy A.
What's that?
With, what's her name? Emma Stone.
I don't know that one.
Where apparently, I think the premise is the guys all say they slept with her, but none of them did.
Oh.
Something like that. He's All That. Never.
Nope.
Freaky Friday.
Oh. See, I wouldn't have labeled that as a high school movie.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, my God. How did I forget that?
I don't know.
Shit. Okay,
21 Jump Street.
That would be my number two with Dazed and Confused's Breakfast Club.
Here's one that I...
Shit.
That's Clueless.
Like, yeah. And they're is that coming back?
I don't know. Twilight? I don't know about Twilight.
I don't know. You don't go Twilight high school genre. It's vampires.
Maybe not high school, but Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Karate Kid.
Okay. I don't know. I need more high school based, like Dazed and Confused is clearly, and Breakfast Club, they're based around.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls counts.
Varsity Blues.
Definitely high school.
See, Friday Night Lights is right next to it.
I'm going to be honest.
The Fault in Our Stars.
Hang on. Back it up.
All right.
I struggle with, in my head, when you just said Varsity Blues.
Mm-hmm. Comedy.
Remembering the difference between Varsity Blues and Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is a little more serious.
Are they?
And it spun off into a TV show that lasted many seasons.
Okay, but which one's which?
They're both about Texas high school football.
Right. Which one is 10? I gave it a 10.
That's Varsity Blues.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a comedy. Friday Night Lights.
You think it's a comedy?
Varsity Blues? Yeah, it's a comedy.
Which one's I Don't Want Your Life?
Same one.
Okay, then that's the only one I know. I clearly don't remember Friday Night Lights.
Also a football high school movie, The Blind Side.
No. No, it's not.
He's in high school.
I know, but these aren't high school movies. They don't fit the genre.
Hairspray?
Yeah, high school. I mean, the high school itself, but the events of the high school and the students of the high school, I guess, going onto the dance show. I could see that correlation.
Okay. And then
a little bit better.
Last
than
but not least, Zac Efron in 17 again.
Well, shit, no, don't even. High School Musical on there?
It was not on there.
I quoted that last week.
I've never watched
it. Superbad wasn't on there?
Yeah. It was like the one, number one.
Oh.
So.
Is it your favorite?
I would say Varsity Blues is my favorite.
Okay. I like that one. I'll give you that.
As-salamu alaykum, my brother. If you know that scene, it's when the little brother buys condoms at the gas station, dressed up like a Muslim. Spoiler alert, totally a white kid from Texas. So, yeah. Okay. A little bit of nostalgia, a little bit of throwback.
I'm still going to think about.
Is there anything that you've seen that's coming out? This is why I get excited for the Super Bowl. I don't care about the commercials. I do care about the movie preview. So you kind of know.
Stapleton is on the halftime. I don't care about Chris.
No. He's singing the national anthem.
Oh. So who's
Rihanna
the
is the
Oh, I thought halftime. They were together. Well, that's boring.
Well, how is Rihanna and Chris Stapleton going to do it? I guess they're
That's what I like. I love weird mashups of things. I think that's very cool. I mean, I'll give him. Okay, that's still cool that he's doing
the national anthem.
I mean, he's Kentucky. That's cool. I like that. I saw a video yesterday that I posted of a comedian I follow. She is hilarious. I love her style of just like when she rants. Her
who?
I can't think of her name. Couldn't tell you.
I follow her. She's funny.
She's don't hilarious. Know her name. I'll look it up. So she, how excited she was over the lineup last year's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And
apparently Rihanna hasn't performed in like 9 years, like hasn't made music, hasn't done it. She had a baby.
And I'm not really like, ASAP I know that I know her music. I know that I've listened to it, but I wouldn't.
My umbrella. If it was popular when The Office was on, like, you know, but she was like 17 when she was discovered.
Yeah, I mean, she just wasn't like in my time frame of.
She got
like,
the song with Eminem.
Yeah. What was that? Love the Way You Lie.
Yeah.
That was good. But I'm much more, like, I'm not really that impressed. Like, I hope the ads are good, but it'll be hopefully a Super Bowl.
In this day and age, nobody's watching commercials anyway, like on regular TV. So I feel like that's your social time during the Super Bowl.
What is?
Like when the game's not on.
Yeah.
Like you're getting up to get a drink or get some more dip or something.
Get some more dip. Oh, actual like chip dip.
Yep.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about your nasty nicotine habit that you have that I'm over.
At least it's not crack.
But see, comparison like theory is not. It's not what. You kill me.
So your chores this week. You don't have to pay to listen to this thing.
Okay, for 2 seconds, you looked at me while you said your chores,
no.
And I got really triggered. I thought you were saying
in our house,
me.
It's a wonderful double standard. Abby can tell me what to do. I can't tell her what to do.
What have I told you what to do? When have I told you to do something?
We need a little pickup time in the morning.
No. I asked, could we have, as a family, just a little, I didn't tell, I asked, could we have a little time to pick up in the morning?
Do we have to?
Well, yes, we do.
See, then it was all I ask is that maybe you leave a review, drop a 5-star on Apple if that's how you listen to us. Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, Abby posted a TikTok yesterday.
TikTok finally.
About our ADHD, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Are we going to do anything with that?
Yeah, well, I have plans, all right? It's in the baby stages. We got Seth commented, so shout out to Seth. Shout out to our boy Philip Smith, still hanging in the Sugar Daddy's Club. We need to have him in here. Maybe he can give us some insight.
I saw this thing, and I don't know if it's like, hang on. This is related about having people in.
This is Abby's brain.
It's a device that you just basically have wireless mics on everybody, but the device itself just sits in between you and it's like recording everything.
It's a mixer.
We can do it with this.
Yeah.
It's tiny. But everybody was on a wireless like lapel mic.
That's technology.
You could podcast anywhere.
Those do exist, yes. We could do it with this right here.
Your tone.
I'm just saying, like,
but it showed people like it's so small and tiny. This thing, you have to have a suitcase to pack it up. This was teeny tiny.
Okay.
It had four little mics in it so we could podcast on the go.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not planning a trip to Cedar Point with you or anything.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe that's my love language.
Maybe I briefly considered taking the equipment to Nashville when we go.
You can do that.
Just thinking.
So, let's ask the people. Do you want to hear a mashup drunken podcast with all of our friends?
I didn't say it had to be drunk. Why does it have to be drunk? It doesn't have to be drunk.
Well, if we're breathing, we're drinking in Nashville.
That's not necessarily true.
Drinking water.
Staying hydrated.
If you love us, give us a share. You've got you know where to find us on social media. Abigail, I love you.
I love you.
Until next week. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.